Never.
Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Baltimore's own football legend, NFL Hall of Famer, Art O'Donnell.
He's really some athlete, really.
Look at all these captivators.
Randy, is this one of the wrestlers? It's like a businessman.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Q. Seidelman, and this is a special episode because, A, it's my Super Hyper Mondo birthday two-hour bash show. Thank you.
Yay.
Yes.
And we'd like to open up with... Thank you. And we'd like to open up with Jason Block in How to Not Blow $475,000 on Millionaire in One Simple Step. Jason?
Take the effing money and run. Now, to Ken Basin, I have something to say to you. This is what you are. You are a moron. You should.
And he also deserves this.
Which was the $1 million losing cue, ladies and gentlemen. So,
yep.
Let's get on with the show, shall we?
Yes, let's start by introducing our shittiest panel tonight. First of all, we have a man who from New York who is pissed off because they couldn't replace his seatbelts, VRM.
I was supposed to be up at school today. I was supposed to drive up to school today. But my car is still in the shop because they didn't get a friggin' seatbelt in!
And then we have a man who currently holds a belt, that being the NAWC Fizzleweight Championship belt, that boy Josh Henniger.
Woo-hoo!
Belt time.
And then we have, also from New York City, is a man who's experienced more ups and downs than anybody in a New York studio in Millionaire, Jason Block.
All I just have to say is this has just been a wild week in wrestling, and we are going to talk about it for the next 2 hours. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. From Columbus, Ohio, we have the only person on here that is, well, let's just say brave enough and determined enough to stick with me through 2 years of doing these radio shows, Mickey Heyman.
And if I had the budget, I'd be bringing in the dancing girls and the Cirque du Soleil guys and the midgets and the clowns and the cake, complete with Big Dick Johnson.
Oh,
ew.
God.
Oh, it was
just... Oh.
Hey.
That is, yeah.
No, that's not a sale.
No, that's for Big Dick Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, wait a minute. That's the wrong sound. This is the right sound for Big Dick Johnson. You guys ready?
Yes.
Go.
Yeah.
Hey!
Good
night.
Yep.
I hope Fourth enjoys that gift.
That's even more wrong.
It seems to be a yearly occurrence on this show. Somebody joins the show and decides to, well, never mind. I mean, last year it was D2, this year it's 4. And finally, from Canada, that's right, Canada, our favorite lady in the world, Trista Timpson. How you doing, Trista?
I have nothing witty to say. Everyone else is all pumped up, and I have nothing. I'm sorry.
I can hear you tonight, Trista. Yay!
Yay! Hey, Nikki. My
yep.
sister from another mister.
What?
You haven't heard that one before?
Yeah,
no, dear. I've heard love you like a sis, but a hell of a lot more.
I've heard the brother from another mother. Oh,
yeah,
that.
Girls have sisters from another mister.
That works. I like that a lot, so.
You haven't heard that? That's funny.
I have.
All right, so let's get this show on the road. Let's start off with some, what should we start off with? You guys, you want to do some SummerSlam or you want to do Around the Horn first?
Let's get Around the Horn out of the way, and then we'll do all the news and recaps and all that stuff. All
right, VRM, you in?
Sitting out.
Josh?
30 minutes of putting my mic up. You know the last time I did this, I absolutely sucked eggs.
But then we don't have four. Cause if I...
Ah, crap.
Yep.
I'm screwed.
Let's do it.
All right. So we have Josh Henniger, Trista Timpson.
What?
They just signed out.
Who did?
They just hung up. VRM and Josh just hung up.
Maybe they got booted.
Yeah, they got disconnected.
Well, Nikki, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
There's VRM.
Where'd everybody go?
What just happened?
You guys got disconnected for some unknown reason.
I think the server had a brain fart.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So, is it going to be you, Josh, playing?
May as well. I'm going to suck, but whatever.
All right. Trista, Jason, Nikki, and Josh. So, let's get this show on the road.
Let's do it.
It's the first word.
And the first word is goodbye. Goodbye, sweet prince. You charismatic enigma, you. It's been a long time coming, but in the immortal words, Michael Cole, no, not this way. Damn it. Vintage CM Punk, that ultimate opportunist.
Part two.
Oh, God.
Edge is better.
Yeah,
yes.
But...
Well, it happened about 10 minutes ago on the East Coast, and it's just starting now over here. Jeff Hardy is gone from WWE. He left. He's going to be doing side projects, including touring with Paroxy Wajin and pitching his reality show, most notably to VH1. What do you guys think of his, to say the least, roller coaster second run, Trista?
I liked it. The fangirl in me really enjoyed it and watching him, and I got to see him in Unforgiven in 2006, like the first month he was back. That was fun to see, but then you look at everything that's happened within the last few years, and when someone's burnt out, then they should get the hell out, and that's what Jeff Hardy's doing. So I'll miss him, but if it's good for him, then it's good for me. Thanks for the memories.
Jason?
It started off very rocky because Mr. Jeff Hardy didn't mature enough. He wasn't given the ball because he wasn't trusted enough to handle the ball. But once he did, and once he proved to the WWE after suspension number two, if I believe it was,
yep,
that he could A, handle the ball, B, be clean, and C, put not only his brother, but CM Punk over as a credible and valuable heel, he has done more for himself in the last year than in the most of his career. And also, he has proven that when he comes back, a la Chris Jericho, he will be bigger than what he is now. He is the number one face in the company and will be when he gets back. Plain and simple.
Nikki?
I'll give it to Jeff. It's been a very, very wild ride, full of some very, very high highs and some very face-palming lows. I had the honor of shaking his hand when he returned from a 60-day suspension in Detroit. And he looked focused. He looked ready to go. And he has done so much with what, you know, what could have been a shambles. They could have actually prophesied the end of his career with CM Punk's promos and him getting a third strike. But Jeff got his act together. Karma has beaten him so hard over the head that he couldn't do anything but straighten out. Let him walk away if he needs to. We're going to miss him. It pains me that he's leaving now when he's practically on top of the company. But when he does come back, you're going to be able to hear the screams out your window, never mind in the arena.
Josh?
I've got nothing. No, really, I don't have anything else to add. Go ahead, mute me, X me, I don't care.
Oh, ooh.
I surrender competition.
What?
What? Come on.
Ooh.
No, on this one, I've got nothing to put on.
Well, I'm going to have to jump in for you.
Go for it, VRM.
Oh.
Stick him, VRM.
All right, guys, do this. Hold it. Do this to Jace. Josh?
Goodbye.
And we'll just fake mute him. Go ahead, VRM.
And, wait. I wasn't being serious.
Yes, we were.
Gotcha.
Come on, man. You can do this. Hello?
Dang it. Everything I wanted to say was gone already. I mean,
come
yeah,
on.
He's... Damn it. I can't think of anything that wasn't already said.
You don't have to say anything. Look, sometimes they repeat themselves.
I repeated half of what Jason said. Don't count that against me, Rob.
Too late.
Damn it.
Yeah, but he was on top of the business. He was the top face. I mean, oh, there's going to be those naysayers who are going to say Cena was the top face in the company, but those are all the little kids and the girls who think that Cena's going to marry them and everything. Sorry, ladies, she's already taken. But still, there is no one, barring Rey Mysterio or DX, that had... That's the drawing power that Jeff Hardy has right now on SmackDown. He was the face of SmackDown, and it's too bad he got burned down and everything.
Okay. With that said, I'm going to make it a little easier for you instead of his legacy. It has been reported that the door is open for Jeff Hardy to come back. When do you see him coming back, Trista?
3 years. He'll do a 3-year thing. He'll be on for 3 years. And then off for 3 years, and then maybe on for 3 years. Who knows? I'll give it a year and a half to 3 years. Yeah. But any time before then, I say that too.
I will even predict what match he will come back in, and that is Royal Rumble 2010.
Really?
Oh yeah. You're giving it now about, this is now September, you give him 3 months now, you give him about another 12 to rest up, to heal, to find out that his projects fail, because they will, and then, you know, he will come back, and maybe at the age of, like, maybe Royal Rumble 2010, at latest 2011.
Jason, if you're giving him a year to 12 months to...
I'm saying it's Royal Rumble 2010. I'm saying at the latest it would be another 12 months after. I know I'm screwing up in the timeline, but I'm just saying at earliest Royal Rumble 2010, latest Royal Rumble 2011.
Okay, VRM.
I'm going to give him at least a year, at least 1 year to clear his head, get all this stuff in order. Maybe between SummerSlam next year and Rumble 11, I'll give it to him. Just so, because 3 months, Jericho did what? He took 2 years with all the stuff he went for. He took 2 years, so I'm going to give Hardy at least one, if not two, to get his shit together. So one, if not two.
All right, Nikki, let's go.
I'm thinking. Hey.
No.
Keep on going.
Around.
Okay. I'm thinking he's going to come back somewhere in 2011. If he's not back at the Rumble, he will either come back right after Mania, or at SummerSlam. He's going to have a grand entrance when he comes back.
Yeah.
He needs the time, though. He needs all of 2010 to do his band stuff, to try to get this reality show to VH1, which I don't have any details on, and VH1 will air pretty damn near anything except music videos. So Jeff's got a shot.
MTV. It's all MTV.
And VH1.
MTV
will...
doesn't even show videos anymore.
VH1 still does.
And also VH1 will show reality shows with murderers. Mega Wants a Millionaire.
Ooh.
True story.
No, not anymore.
Why, they did.
They did, but they punted that out.
I know, but I'm saying, you know,
yeah.
They would. But
mm-hmm.
Anyway, but I'm just saying, 2011, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jason, save the murderer talk for We Love to Interrupt.
Okay.
And view that on GameShowNewsNet.com.
Got it. Okay.
Cheap plug. I'm an expert at it now. Next up, we have the definitive... And?
What an idiot you are.
And?
That's dumb.
Moment of the week. And it goes to Rey Mysterio. After being known as one, although he was listed in the signature pharmacy thing, it was proven that he was vindicated, but he recently got busted for wellness. So the Lawless Hammer comes down on him for strike one in 30 days, thus throwing his program with Dolph Ziggler in a big loop. What hurts more for SmackDown? What hurts more? Rey's losing of credibility or SmackDown losing Rey for 30 days? Nikki?
I think it's just losing Rey for 30 days because the one flaw in the wellness policy, or maybe it's the one good thing, we don't know what exactly Rey got wellnessed for. It could have been for painkillers. He's had more surgeries on his knees than most, you know, any three guys have had surgery, period. If anything, when I go to Cleveland on Tuesday, I'm going to see him drop the belt back over to Ziggler, which would be huge. That gets Ziggler even further over to those who are not convinced that he's, you know, that he's going to go somewhere. Heck, even Rey could sell what Kane did to him tonight on SmackDown. We're not, you know, let him go away for 30 days, sell those injuries, and we'll just pick right back up.
VRM.
I see the exact same thing. Yeah, Rey being gone from SmackDown is their second big face. You're losing Hardy to his hiatus, and now you're losing Rey to a wellness policy for 30 days. Yeah, it's only 30 days, but still, you've lost your two big faces. You're going to have, who's left? You got Morrison left in there, Finley. Who else is a major face? Oh, Undertaker coming back. Yeah, that's going to be huge. Because now he's going one-on-one with Punk at a Breaking Point. But still, the whole thing is, hot shot the title over to Ziggler. Bring the feud back up at Hell in a Cell. That should save it.
Jason.
I'm sorry, guys. You guys are hopelessly wrong. This actually hurts. What hurts more is Mysterio's reputation. He was one of the people in the signature policy and was cleared. Now, all of a sudden, he gets busted, and he is the number one Hispanic. That's why they kept him on SmackDown, because it's the number one Hispanic-based show on Friday nights. This is a huge blow to his image. He is the face right now, along with kids. How many Rey Mysterio masks are sold right now? And now how many parents have to say, oh, Rey Mysterio got busted. For what, Mommy? For drugs. Has nothing to do with the program. His image takes a big hit here.
Trista?
Well, first off, I would like to say to Jason that no one's opinion is incorrect, though you can disagree with it. So
no, I was playing
wrong.
I was playing a character in Around the Horn. I was not. I'm.
You were playing the heel.
As I was saying, it's a tough call, because this does hurt Mysterio by being like, oh, you know, he's a drug user. But then it definitely hurts SmackDown because they just lost Hardy. And, you know, Edge is still out, tragically. And that's, like, the reason why kids like SmackDown is because of Mysterio. And he's, like, the closest thing to a superhero you're going to get, right? With the mask and the flying skills and whatever.
Hurricane, like, a war with you?
I think WWE's just lucky enough that he's over as he is. And even though he won't be on the show, the merchandise will still sell. Because I don't think the kids are old enough to go on WWE.com and be like, oh, look, he was suspended because he failed the wellness policy. And that's only blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. I just think it's going to hurt him.
Wow. Honestly, personally, it hurts both. Well, it hurts SmackDown for the short run as well. 30 days without, what, now without Jeff gone, Ray is your number one face. Now he's gone, who do you have left, which is correct. But also, Ray's credibility is now shot. You, if you're WWE and your big Latino guy is now busted for drugs, what do you do? Well, I guess we'll find out next month. By ourselves next.
Buy or sell?
It's buy or sell time. You buy. You sell. You don't blow $475,000 on a millionaire question, Ken Basin.
Dude, keep on topic.
Gotta keep that hand strong. Next up, more SmackDown bad news. Reports came out today from My Network TV and Variety saying that out of the 175 current My Network TV stations, they have only currently re-signed 140 of them, losing 17%. Meaning total households go down from over 100 million to around 110 million to around 93 million. Buy or sell this hurting SmackDown coming up for 2010, Trista? Although you're Canadian, although you're from Canada, you get it on another channel besides My Network, so it really doesn't affect you.
Yeah, this doesn't affect me at all, actually. So it's hard to comment because I know I can just put it on the score Friday nights, and look, there's SmackDown. Like, I really don't know what to say because this won't affect me, so pass.
Okay. Let's give you 3 points for that, Jason.
All right.
This is going to be huge. I am selling the fact that they've lost all these stations. I think it's absolutely terrible because it is the only real show. My Network TV, as of now, will only show, and as of this fall, by the way, will be doing game shows, other shows from the Universal Network, no original programming besides SmackDown, I believe. So this is huge for them. I really think that they should not. What's the word I'm looking for? They should not renew their contract and find somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, but for stalling, you get him. Nikki?
This is a sell. It's a shame, really, because, yeah, SmackDown right now is probably the better of the shows outside of Superstars. My Network TV has not been very successful, and I understand that Vince wants to keep his portfolio, for lack of a better term, diversified. He doesn't want all of his shows through one group. That's why Superstars is on GN. He's keeping them on different networks, so if something blows up, like what could happen here with My Network TV, if the markets keep dropping, then he's got to get this good show to another channel. He might have to dial up his boys in Chicago and say, hey, can I have some Friday night hours? Just don't preempt me for the Cubs.
Yes,
well,
screwing over people in Washington even more, VRM.
My 9 and my 4 already have that problem with the Yankees as I had tonight, but this is going to hurt because you're losing 17% of all households that were watched watching because one network couldn't sign. And again, like, this brings up the whole CW issue again. This is your number one rated show. Yes, it's a Friday night death slot, but this is still your number one rated show. If you're not going to re-sign your number one rated show, this is stupid. You're losing all that money, all the airtime, all the ratings, and you give it back to whatever they have on ABC and NBC. If you're going to go on another network, if you're going to bring SmackDown to another network, go to NBC. They're the parent company. They're on broadcast TV, so bring it to NBC.
I like that. I have an additional point. You're still in fourth place, by the way.
Oh.
Next up, it's the final countdown for Bryan Danielson and Ring of Honor and the rest of the independents that he's working for. Because in September, he starts working for WWE.
October.
After about 3-4 years of trying, Shawn Michaels, William Regal, and crew have finally done it. The support of Danielson has been strong for WWE, and now they have him. I saw Bryan Danielson going far in WWE, Jason.
I'm buying this. Danielson is one of the best independent workers in the business today. They don't call him the best in the world for nothing. I just have two words for you. Danielson Jericho, Danielson Punk, Danielson Morrison. You put him on SmackDown and make him the independent big guy. You build him up like you do CM Punk. It may take a while, but in the next 2 years, he's going to be an independent wrestling. He's going to be a WWE superstar. Mark
Nikki.
My words.
Bye, bye, bye. Now, you guys know that I'm not a big Danielson fan, but I respect this man's technical skills and his professionalism. And he's got, with the backing of William Regal and Shawn Michaels, that says a lot for his credibility right there. He can walk in the door, go to any brand. Heck, I would even take him on Raw as, scary enough, as a starting face, play around for a little bit, then return him heel and he starts tying people in knots. Wouldn't that be fun? Then people would actually turn around and say, hey, who's this guy on Raw? And why is he beating up Legacy?
CRM?
I'm buying this as well, and what the... Well, I saw something on my desk. I'm a little weird. Yeah, I'm buying this. Danielson, fresh face. You're going to get another fresh face from the independent scene. You did the same with Punk. You did the same with Bourne. And if you got two major backstage names in Michaels and Regal backing him, you got an instant superstar in the making. I'd say 2 years he's in a world title run, or at least a world title picture, within
picture.
2 years.
So my phone card totally disconnected from my phone when you were asking if we're buying or selling. What was the full question? Are we just buying and selling Danielson?
Bryan Danielson in the WWE.
Well, like Nikki, also not the biggest Danielson fan you'll find, because I find him pretty boring when I watch him on DVDs. But he is in my favorite match so far this year, in the tag match that he did with Tyler Black against the American Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Oh,
yeah. I was there for it, so I hold a special place in my heart, and I guess Danielson does, too. Yeah, for real. And, yeah, I would totally sign him, I guess. Like, dude's awesome. He's good. Love watching him live. Poor people who buy his DVDs and fall asleep watching those. But if you want to find like an awesome live wrestler that you'll get your money's worth, and absolutely would sign Bryan Danielson. Having Shawn Michaels backing you up doesn't hurt. Sucks for the indies, though.
Next up. So, Nikki was disgusted and worrying about who was going to be guest host in Detroit. Or worst fear, would that be Mike Adamly? But along comes PW Insider and WWE to save the day, as Dusty Rhodes has been named guest host of Raw.
If you will. Sorry, too easy.
Ah! Oh, boo.
mute. Only I'm allowed to do that. I just choose not to. Fire Soul, Dusty Rhodes is a great guest host, Nikki.
I'm taking it as a bye, first of all, because it's not Mike Adamly. Second of all, you've got an interesting dynamic here. Remember, we had Ted DiBiase Sr. as one of the early GMs,
mm-hmm.
and he got to play around a little bit with Legacy because of Ted Jr. Now we've got Dusty showing up and him being a perennial face. What's he going to do when he runs into Cody? You can put him over his knee and spank him like the grandson of a plumber that he is? he could be backing DX. He could be backing Legacy. You don't know at this point. It's way up in the air, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Dusty's awesome in person. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm buying this, so although this kind of makes me mad because this might give me Adam Lee in Albany. But, yeah. Yeah, I know, laugh it up. But... Oh, crap, I forgot my entire argument. Damn it!
you're buying Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, I'm buying Dusty Rhodes. As Nikki said with the whole DiBiase thing, maybe make DiBiase make a return, try and force him into the polka dots and have him slot the taste out of his mouth. Some kind of continuity issue, although we know WWE hates continuity.
Trista.
But yeah, there'll probably be his program in there, making life miserable for his son who's gone rogue and everything. Put him into like some kind of handicap match with DX. Make him go to the pay window. I don't know if I'm using that in the right context.
Alright, you're getting muted.
Yeah, I thought so.
Trista?
Absolutely by Dusty Rhodes. The only thing I'm really worried about is that for the Divas tag match, which I'm sure there will be, is that they all have to wear like polka dots, and I don't know. I'm just scared that they're going to come out with two big polka dots over their boobs and like, look, polka dots, and then that will be their match. But whatever, more polka dots for me is fun, just not with the Divas. Ooh, maybe you can make Legacy wear polka dots. That's funny. Loser wears polka dots. That'd be awesome. That's my booked match.
Jason?
Sorry to be the voice of opposition, but I'm selling this. First of all, number one, he can't work. Number two, he's going to be promoting a DVD that has been really, really, really been excoriated by a lot of people for the lack of information that it left out. I really don't think they're going to do a continuity issue with the Legacy thing. It's better than Mike Adamly, but I don't like Dusty Rhodes and Post. It's a last-minute thing. Sorry.
Very well said, Jason. That gets you alongside a sharp third place.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, 24 points. You're still in the game. And unfortunately for VRM, you're out like the New York Mets. Any next last words?
I'll get it back in the next segment. That title's coming home with me tonight, boys! Hey, girls!
You gotta love that whoosh sound. Out of Bounds is next. Yes, Out of Bounds is next.
Find the button. The other button.
Mm-hmm.
Dead air. Yes, dead air. Hello.
Sorry, there's meant to be a break.
Okay.
And now, because of dead air, we're back on the air after two rounds.
Yay!
Trista flying high of 26.
Cool.
Nikki's doing swimming well of 25.
Yes.
Jason hitting the home run back close enough to get third place at 24.
Woo, boy, this is going to be an interesting. This is going to be fun.
And VRM has left off the WCW DVD cutting room floor a la Sting.
Jeez. Ow.
Let's go Out of Bounds.
We just did.
It's Out of Bounds.
And Jason, Robbie Cano hit a home run.
Good night.
Okay, Lashley. We haven't talked about Lashley in a while. Yeah, I got nothing to say. It's Lashley. Did an interview with TNA President Dixie Carter on TNA Impact, her first official appearance on TNA Impact. So, whoop-de-doo. The question is, can he balance TNA and MMA successfully? Bear in mind, he's got a pay-per-view match against Rhino. Trista?
Probably not. Like, I think you have to focus on one or the other. You can't be, you know, worrying about cutting weight and then worrying about bulking up so you look good for the pay-per-view and look threatening, you know? No, he won't be. I don't know. It's hard. I know what I want to say. I just can't say it. I'm sure Lashley could do it. But then, yeah, I don't know. My lack of TNA knowledge is hurting me right now. So, continue on to the next person.
Nikki.
I missed the interview, but my answer to that is no. It's two completely different dynamics. MMA is true full contact martial arts fighting stuff. Admittedly, I'm not an MMA fan. Wrestling is a glorified athletic performance art, and yeah, you can shoot me for that. That's two completely different training regimens. Now, Lashley does have amateur wrestling experience, which he can apply to both. But if he needs to be cutting weight and he's coming up on a pay-per-view, that's going to mess with him really badly. I don't think it's going to work.
Jason.
This is Dixie Carter and TNA's attempt to try and take away from and ride the coattails of Mr. Brock Lesnar and the UFC. And this is going to fail miserably because, A, Bobby Lashley is no Brock Lesnar in MMA, and B, Bobby Lashley is no Brock Lesnar in the wrestling ring. So I'm telling you that this is going to be a disaster, and whatever injury happens, it's going to ruin the other career.
Jason, you're so convincing. You were right there.
Not
enough. But it wasn't good enough.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Jason, in millionaire standards, you're like David Shutterly. You were there, but you couldn't quite pull the trigger. Any last words?
No. I'm good.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, gotta love that. Okay, showdown coming up between Trista Timpson and Nikki Haymon. Two will enter, and one will become queen of the ring.
Ooh.
It always comes down to us, Nikki.
Yes, it does.
That's interesting.
You should come to these more often.
I try. Like, if it's around the horn, then I'm totally all over it, but I can't do this, like, every Friday night. It's all international calling and shit. Being in a different country.
All right, kill it. Crowd is hot. We got two wonderful ladies in the ring right now, Trista Timpson, Nikki Haymon, for all the marbles. Let's start off. Brian Kendrick after the WWE. He says that he is grateful for his time in the WWE, has no regrets, and even in the future, he could work with them again. Would you like to see Brian Kendrick come back to the WWE? Nikki, start us off. 30 seconds, 15 seconds each.
I would love to see Brian Kendrick come back and jump into matches with the likes of Evan Bourne and Rey Mysterio once he gets his act back together. He is an awesome competitor, but please, not the Brian Kendrick gimmick. I want Spanky back if he comes back. Thank you.
Trista.
I want the Brian Kendrick to come back, because that will be the only way I even accept Brian Kendrick back on my TV, as long as it's on SmackDown, so he can actually show off that he can wrestle and not be in 3-minute squashes. Plus, his coat was on.
Sorry, Nikki, but Spanky deserves to be in wrestle crap. The Brian Kendrick was the gimmick for him.
Yeah.
Just to get the point. Next up, remember that run-in in SummerSlam? Yeah, that was actually Ted DiBiase's brother, Brett DiBiase. Thoughts? Nikki? Trista, sorry, Trista.
Not as good-looking as Ted. Giant what-the-fuck moment, because it really did look like it screwed everything up. Like, it looked like Cena was going to win, because they kept making Randy not win, and then that happened, and it was just like, screw it, let's just... What? That was in 30 seconds.
15.
You get 15 seconds each.
Oh, 15. Okay. My bad. Continue.
Oh. To be honest, it should be... Hey, do I get my 15?
You can't do that.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
That's right, it is not fair, but Trista, you took way too long, so Nikki automatically gets the point without even having to do anything.
Oh, shit, I even had something to say.
Well,
get it back in the cup.
Finally, let's talk some Mike Rotundo. Yes, we're talking IRS. He's got his boys wrestling right now in Independence. Thinking about trying to get them to go to developmental, maybe become a tag team. Their names, Bo and Luke. You think a Dukes of Hazzard tag team will work, Nikki?
It kind of worked with Cade Murdoch, but to be honest, they've got a copyright issue that they're going to have to play with. They're going to have to skirt around it, get the names of the replacement Dukes that they had for one season or two back in the late 70s.
Coy and Vance, yeah. Trista.
I hope they don't join Legacy, and I hope they don't go Dukes of Hazzard way, and I hope that they don't keep mentioning who their dad is, because that just seems to, like, compare the wrestlers and be like, oh, they won't be as good as their dad. Let's release them.
Sadly, Trista, unfortunately, they have to bring up their past in order to, you know, give them some prestige to let people know who they are.
Well, then aren't we doing that with Jesse, so... And he seems to be doing fine.
Yes, Ray G... Yeah, Ray G... Or Slammaster J, actually.
Yeah.
But Vince loves himself some country fried... Yeah, loves up some country boys, and that's what the... That's what Bo and Duke are, so Nikki gets the point. Nikki gets herself a win. So Nikki grabs herself a Wally in 30 seconds.
Well, in the words of another cowboy I know, yeah. Anyway, just to let you all know, I'm going to be all over the road for the next 4 days. My financial situation is mildly resolved, Mr. Seidelman. Indianapolis for IPW on Saturday. I've got one word for that. Sunday, I'm doing a charity show with Carlton Kaz. Monday, I will be in Detroit, somewhere in that mishmash of a crowd, watching Dusty getting jiggy with it. And then Tuesday, I'm going to be rampside, waving a hurricane poster. Thanks, and thank you to Twin Mike for getting me that seat. Yay.
Yay, indeed. See you next time around the horn.
Woot. Dance, 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 dance. Get fucking like a monkey.
Wasn't that fun? Normally you think a New Yorker will be in first place, but
hey, look, I did what I had to do. I had a good time.
Hey, I picked up the pieces for Josh.
Am I alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome back.
And welcome, Mr. Chenier.
Hello, hello. How are y'all?
You're late.
Reminding myself to host the thing next time because I suck as a panelist.
Josh, not a chance.
What?
So what are we doing next? The SummerSlam recap, I think?
Yeah. SummerSlam recap. So we go to Carl Chenier. He's got scores. Carl, you will bring up ending scores, right?
Uh-huh.
Good. Then I'll just go along with the recaps.
Alright.
So, SummerSlam, we all thought it was going to be a meh pay-per-view. Turns out it was actually quite exciting. To a degree. So, first off, we had a dark match. It was a Divas Battle Royal. Who here was excited about that?
Thrilled.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
You.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, oh, wait.
No, wait.
No, 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 no.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
He's Diva. He's definitely a Diva of the Year candidate.
Oh, God. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Must agree.
Beth Phoenix won.
Yay.
Yay. Wrestler won.
Yay.
Oh, Father, we had some fan good. Access matches. You want to hear about those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure you do.
Certainly.
Primo Colon defeated Chavo Guerrero.
It wasn't Hornswoggle.
probably.
True.
And our hero, Hurricane Helms, defeated the dastardly Ripper, Paul Burchill.
Oh, these are the superstars.
It would kill the entire gimmick if you announced him as Hurricane Helms.
Yeah.
They fixed that this week, though.
Uh-huh.
They did.
So now
that
let's
on
get
Super
to the Warriors. Actual matches that matter, the ones that we
and
predicted.
Now the real
okay, first of all, it's kind of odd that Typho isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go on. Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler, match 2. Good match. Great match. Excellent match.
Ray won. Ray wins, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
So people get points, then we move on to a grudge match between MVP and Jack Swagger. Can't help to think that this match was a little rushed.
A little?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've had problems with their later matches, so...
You ain't kidding.
Oh, good
yeah.
Lord.
Maybe it was a good idea this was rushed. And by the way, we need to say goodbye to Trista.
What happened?
Good night, Trista. Sorry.
Good night, Trista.
Trista usually hangs up after around the horn because of her phone bill.
Oh, okay.
International
okay.
Calling.
Hi, Canada.
International phone is a bit steep.
Yeah.
That's why I use Skype, unlimited U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was using Skype tonight. It was a 905 number she was using. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. We had an interview segment with Nancy O'Dell. Who knows, VRM, that may be your guest host. Still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Still not Avonlea.
That's right. Plugged her Betty's Battle Foundation to raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease. Then interviewed Freddie Prinze Jr., who vowed revenge on Randy Orton for the assault on this past Monday on Raw. Oh, and before that, Jerry Lawler orgasmed over the fact that Luke Perry was ringside.
Jesus Christmas.
Oh, my. Okay, Chris Jericho.
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
Hiding.
It's about, I think it's about time we replace Jerry the King Lawler.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll send my resume.
Can you wet Michael Cole for me?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll call him Hype Poodle on the air.
Oh, my.
I'll call him Hype Poodle on the air every night.
Ha, 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 ha.
Vintage, oh my.
Yes. Oh my. Vintage Michael Cole. Chris Jericho and the Big Show versus Crime Time. I think we all had this one right.
I think so.
Yeah, Jericho covered JTG for the 1-2-3.
Oh my, yep. We both had two, okay.
Yeah, we all had two.
Yeah, two pointer. Video package for the Breaking Point pay-per-view. Kane defeated the Great Kelly. Oh.
I knew I should have just taken along with my gut.
I did.
I didn't.
I didn't give a shit.
I want to care, but I could have and done better.
Okay, and now I'm going to read what Online World of Wrestling has right now. They showed Supercoop Maria Menounos of the Today Show sitting at ringside. However, I would find it kind of funny if they had Ann Curry at ringside saying, good morning, everybody in the news this morning, good morning. God bless the soup. They showed not-so-cute Slash of Guns N' Roses fame sitting at ringside.
Rock on.
And they showed Robert Patrick of Terminator 2 and, sadly, the Marine sitting at ringside.
Hey, the Marine was not a bad movie for what it was, okay?
That's still debatable, but let's not get it at, in that. Now,
she
best entrance of the night goes to DX.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The tanks!
And per tradition, Triple H must display his cannon.
Compensating much, are we?
Did you see what Sean did with the Gatling gun? Sean, you're a Christian.
Wow.
Yeah. He shouldn't be.
He's relapsing.
He shouldn't have been exploding his gun in public. Is that it?
All of George Michael, huh?
Careful where you put that thing, Sean. You might go off.
Yes. And then, yes. Thus recreating one of the worst gimmicks going on YouTube or Hulu.
So the entrance I heard was very, very cool.
Yes, I want to get one of their new shirt.
The new army shirt rocks.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying I'll make sure to get one when I go to the show in Albany.
Yeah.
If I got the cash, I'm getting one in Detroit. Go ahead.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah.
If they have a double XL.
Yeah.
Get one of those and I'll pay you back.
All right, 25, just so you know.
Too much. Never mind.
That's before shipping, son.
$25 for that shirt. 20 I'd go for it, but 25 is too much. That's okay.
Rob has a $20 limit.
Yeah. A $20 limit. Yes, like Hold'em, tournaments. But enough of like gambling. They of course DX won. Michael Cole called it the greatest match of DX's career. Nikki, what do we call that?
Fail?
Epic?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hyperbole?
Bingo. Have a cookie.
Yay.
I didn't care because it's DX and Legacy.
Yeah, neither did.
People got points and we moved on.
Yep.
And if you blinked, you missed this one.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
8 seconds.
As mom talks about Brett Favre.
Sick of him.
Hi, mom.
Yeah, bye, mom.
I should have played the proper sound while she was doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Leba, Leba.
You know what?
Right, so,
Egghead,
yeah.
Who's regular caller on my program, calling, he'd probably say pretty much the exact same thing because he's a huge Packers fan.
Yeah.
So basically, this was like, you know, what was it? Christian comes in, Regal comes in. Bell rings and the robes, kill switch, game over.
Bingo.
Pretty much.
And then beat down.
As I predicted.
Yeah.
Yes, but you get no points.
Yeah, because you weren't offering me any. But I got it exactly right. That accounts for something. Can I at least have another cookie?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Now we get stupid.
Stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Here we go.
That's putting it mildly. Go ahead.
This was what I've heard was a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to read... Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the exact saying of On My World of Wrestling. Late in the match, both men were exchanging punches and Randy Orton got desperate. Orton shoved the referee and got intentionally disqualified. And sadly, I hate to do this, Jason, but in somewhat classic Lillian Garcia fashion, made a bonehead move and announced Randy Orton the winner and new WWE champion. But she corrected herself. She ordered that Vince McMahon ordered that the match be restarted, and if Orton got DQ'd, he would lose his title. A few moments later, Orton grabbed his belt and walked home. Once again, Vince McMahon ordered that the match be restarted, and if Orton got counted out, he would lose the title. Restart. All right, startup number 3.
Oh, boy, here you go.
Here we go. Here's where it went to shit. Orton avoided the attitude adjustment and pinned Cena with his foot on the ropes, but a second referee ran down and got the match restarted for a third time. Start number 4.
And now it hits
the fan. John Cena clotheslines Orton and put him in the STF with full pressure on the neck right at the climax of the match. A fan jumps into the ring and on top of the referee before he was taken out by security, later revealed to be Brett DiBiase.
Oy, oy, oy.
If they hadn't put the cameras on him, nobody'd have thought anything of it.
And now, startup number 5. Orton snaps Cena's neck with an RKO on the ropes, followed up with a second RKO in the ring. Orton covered Cena for the 1-2-3, and this match is finally fucking over.
That's why I took the half point.
You're not the only one who took the half point, Jason.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, this is the clusterfuck I expected. I didn't think it was going to go to even that level.
And now we finally get to the good stuff.
Hostess.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Is that you, Josh?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
It's a great way to end a show. CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy. I fully expect this match to be on a highlight film somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go, Rob?
Huh?
I just got real quiet all of a sudden. I thought you'd gotten logged off or something.
No, I
didn't. Oh, silence.
No, I had a mouthful of dinner.
So what? So again, the match was
great.
Yeah. Okay.
As John Tolles would call it, super duper.
It wasn't the
only one.
Go ahead.
They mentioned that there have been 8 TLC matches. Jeff Hardy was in 5 of them, but they failed to mention that Hardy has never won a TLC match.
And give it away.
Mm-hmm. Punk wins, but he celebrates over him and
gong.
The dead man, big evil, the American badass is back.
Yes, and he shall smite thee.
with righteous anger and furious, whatever it is, and he had a huge choke slam.
Mm-hmm. So Undertaker sends everybody home happy.
There you go.
But now to send only one person home happy, the scores with Carl Chenier.
Yes, at the bottom of the pack here, me and Typhon with 5. Jason, you had a couple of half points, so 5.5 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rob had 3 half points, 6.5. Nikki was 7.5, and finally your winner, a new NAWC champion, VRM, with 8.
Wow, you got
right. Dang.
He got a perfect score.
No, I didn't.
And as usual, I missed the entire thing.
Jason, no, I didn't. I missed the Cena match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you only missed the Cena match.
And we won't begrudge you for it.
But I believe, Rob, you said something about me being at the bottom of the barrel for the past 6 months last week.
Yeah. See, the power of reverse psychology, dude. The power of reverse psychology.
Call him names anyway, VRM.
As I get a vibration on my hand, it was a cell phone.
I wasn't going to say
that. No, someone had to go there, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't me.
All right, so let's just move on. All right, Jeff Hardy is gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we have something interesting about that. They are making another Jeff Hardy DVD.
Yep, in a few weeks. A
couple of weeks, yeah.
Really? Is it already ready for pre-order?
Not yet. That'll probably be in a week or two.
It's a fast-produced one.
Yep.
Interesting.
Pretty much to capitalize on Jeff Hardy's popularity before his name and his likeness start to get, you know, a bit icier.
I only have enough to get me through until I get...
Okay.
Yes, Edge, Jim Ross, and quite a few others have done interviews, including John Cena.
What?
Yep.
So the 21st of September? Do you think we'll have... What do you think will be on this DVD, how many discs do you think it will be, and what do you expect to see on it?
Well, because
I pretty much probably will see, say, 2 DVDs. The first DVD will be pretty much his second run, and the start of the bonus matches. Probably his first match back from the 2 or 3 year hiatus where he was with TNA and ROH and such, up until the last match, well, which will probably be like Extreme Rules-ish time, because they won't be putting out anything from Night of Champions or SummerSlam or, well, the Bash just yet.
What's more important?
So, yeah.
Your health or your fucking car insurance?
Okay.
Going Geico.
Background there up.
Mom telling somebody to get their life in order, pretty much.
Is that Jeff on the other end of the line?
No.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Mm-hmm. I honestly see it being one DVD set.
Well, see if you can't
borrow
it. Only one? No, I see it as two.
It's
got to be at least two.
Because they got to have all the Punk matches on there.
You're going to have some interviews, you're going to have sort of a, you know, Jeff Hardy retrospect, sort of sending him off in such a way, you know?
Yeah.
There's probably some rooftop video on there. And if, you know, I had a vote on some of the matches they put on there, they need to put Triple H, Jeff Hardy from Armageddon 2007. On there. A match where you could see how much respect Hunter had for Jeff. And that was huge. Even though it was before suspension, that's huge for Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I also would like to see some Hardy Show footage on this show.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
I don't think that'll ever happen, dude.
No, I mean, he returned in 06, in August 4th of 06. He, let's see, March 3rd of 08, he came back, right? And then on May 12th of 08, so for the last 15 months, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can do. There's
Holy crap, was it both of his returns?
I'm sorry?
I just realized that was at both of his returns. March 3rd, 08 was Indianapolis. And May 12th was Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! Sorry.
So, yeah.
Did I digest?
I think it's going to be, you know... I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. Okay. I think that put it to you this way: with the way he left the company, and by the way, he left the company in the best way possible. He gave them everything and more. Okay. He could have left them right after WrestleMania. He didn't. Okay. I'm thinking that they give him the whole enchilada, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go
on. Jeff comes back, and I will say when. You're going to be able to open your window and hear the screams. First video package. There's going to be screams.
Okay. Bye.
It's going to rock.
Sorry, I have to.
That's okay, Mom.
If you won't take 50, I thought you were done at 8 o'clock with that show.
2-hour show.
It's only supposed to be an hour. Am I right?
Oh, boy.
Settlement's getting grounded. Settlement's getting grounded.
Especially on his birthday, no yet. Do you need to go, sir?
No, we truck on with across the case of TNA being stupid.
Again, still? Yet?
Yeah.
Remember the Andromeda video packages that we saw a few months back?
Oh, now I know where you're going.
Here we go.
Sure.
Andromeda was, let me just read the story for you. For those wondering whatever happened to TNA teasing the debut of a new character named Andromeda a few months back,
okay.
The character who was going to be played by openly gay Mexican wrestler Cassandro. Unfortunately, never developed as Cassandro told friends that at least two people at TNA who would have had some control over his character were rude and homophobic to him. Because of that, he claims he has no interest in working for TNA at all. It should be stressed that this was only his side of the story, as TNA officials are claiming that he wasn't brought back due to visa issues or something related to that. Indeed.
Admittedly, though, a character like that does not play well backstage because the wrestling industry in general is very homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
So, truth's in the middle of it all, so it probably was a little bit both.
Some suspects being called to the carpet are Vince Russo.
Not a surprise.
Jeff Jarrett.
Not surprised.
And here's one for you that might shock everybody. When you think about it, probably won't. AJ Styles.
Well, being the conservative Christian that he is,
he's a Deep South guy. They don't take to those kind of people.
Wow.
They don't take to them kind of people.
As someone who lives in the South, you're right.
Somebody who lives in the South.
I live in the South.
Yeah, but I lived in Florida. That doesn't count as south.
I know what you were talking about, yeah.
I honestly don't know how to react to this.
You can say whatever you want, knowing, you know, you've said what you've said before on here.
Oh, yeah.
So, about your own self as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
So don't,
It's not about that stuff
really
situation. To be honest, it's that one topic in current events that will push that button to everybody, aside from the economy and Barack Obama and his health care plan.
Yeah, don't bring that up too loud here. You will start an argument.
Oh, yeah. But it opens up a huge can of worms. I applaud him for being out and proud. The gimmick, and I've seen pictures of him, he does this gimmick in Mexico for Lucha Vavoom. And is that another disconnect, or is that...
No, I'm here.
Right. It's BTR bugginess.
Okay. I just don't think that... I know we're dealing with Florida here, which, from what I gathered from my friend Dustin, it's kind of split.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much are split.
Yeah. I mean, they just had a bill that was about defense of marriage, and it was 58-42 in favor. But to be honest, do I think this gimmick would have gotten over because of TNA's fan base, which is mainly where they draw? Mainly, it's the southern areas, which is Tennessee, which is Georgia, which is Alabama, which is Mississippi. I honestly think this would be beneficial for both if he didn't come in at all. I know this is kind of weird me saying this, but either way this went down, whether it being Jared and Russo acting like idiots or it was legitimate visa issues, maybe it would work out for the best, because you could just imagine the real-life heat that would have happened in the audience. You see that guy, you'd probably be seeing torches or something.
And honestly, this perpetuation of the gay stereotype in wrestling has been on for years.
Yeah, Adrian
yeah.
Adonis brings to mind.
Gorgeous George, all the way back from the 1950s.
Yeah.
You have Gorgeous George, Adrian Adonis.
Pretty Boy Patterson.
Pretty Boy
yep.
Patterson. Billy and Chuck. Goldust. The Beverly Brothers.
No.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Well done. Too much.
I'll give you well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Beverly Brothers, Jason?
Okay. How many times was the gay slur you know what used towards them?
The Bushwhackers mainly.
You.
Yeah. Quite a bit actually. Earlier on in the run when they were with the Genius.
I mean, look at also Rico. Rico, the hairstylist.
One of the few people who got stuck with that gimmick and got massively over as a face.
Because he did it right and he didn't have a whole lot of meddling with it. The guy lives in Vegas. He'd seen it all. And
mm-hmm.
I could just see him pitching ideas from all of his stories as a Vegas cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one gimmick that he failed to pitch, though.
What's that?
I kind of wish they would have brought him back in around 2007,
2008. No, but let's get back to the actual...
Yeah.
Subject.
Sorry.
Okay.
We'll give you another one, Hustler Rip Rogers.
But even so, I mean, look. Let me. First of all, Nikki, you run with a character named K Candy Charles, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And he plays a playboy, but he's very effeminate, right?
He essentially plays a stripper who says he's not gay, but does tend to be very sensual to a male opponent, I guess is the best way to put it.
Are there gay slur chants?
No. Surprisingly, no.
Wow.
What he gets over with the fact is this guy may be 150 pounds soaking wet, but he's got a beautiful build. He has a good set of abs, enough that John Morrison might take a moment.
No, but what I'm saying to you is this, okay? Every time the stereotype is perpetuated, because wrestling is a very male-dominated, testosterone-fueled sport or
mm-hmm.
entertainment. But you know that wrestling can be, for a lot of gay guys, homoerotic.
Yes. Some people watch the wrestling for that.
Yep.
Including Vince McMahon, by his own admission.
Yes. He's bisexual. He said so. Yes. So, but the idea is that I honestly don't think you can get a gay character legitimately over in 2009, even now. I really don't believe that. Because the way you're marketing to 12, you know, to 6 to 13, you know, 6 to 18, right? Is that what they're marketing to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to have, you know, I mean, you can't do it.
I'll agree with you there, Jason. Do you think that'll ever be over?
No.
I mean,
never.
No?
Never. I'm sorry.
Or outside. Unless it was a diva.
Go ahead.
You're right. If it's male, it would never get over. But if it was a female wrestler, she would definitely be over.
As a tomboy, yeah, because that's more acceptable. The trick is, though, that wrestling is an old enough business that stereotyping and a lot of racism still exists deep down. Look at these days and all the flap he caused with his little tiff with Mark Henry. That was just last year. I mean, you know, as somebody who doesn't care what color you are, as long as you're doing your job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a racist. I believe, you know, I'm from the just correct school. Stereotype had to come from somewhere. Just don't prove your stereotype.
Yes, but if you also notice, you're also looking at it from a racial stereotype. I mean, look at the black wrestlers that are in the WWE. Ezekiel Jackson's a big, strong, powerful black dude.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi Kingston is their United States champion.
But he's Jamaican, man. Okay. You've got R-Truth and MVP who have used a prison gimmick.
In both their cases, that's legit.
I know, but still. Okay. Do all black guys go to prison?
No. But that's not the point of it. The point is that they bring it up because it's overcoming adversity.
Right, but it's still a stereotypical way to get a black guy over.
No, it's not, because they use that to bury Booker T. When all he did was hold up a Wendy's when he was 16.
I understand that, but what I'm just saying to you is that stereotypes will always be throughout wrestling.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying that if a white guy showed up and had a criminal record, they will talk about it.
Nathan Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Or does that all work?
No, that was legit. He wrote he talked about that in Unscripted.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
It's going to be really hard, but it's going to take a lot of years before people become, you know, really tolerant. It's going to take probably an act of God or something.
Don't give God any ideas.
Oh. How about we segue? So in the cheesiest way possible, gee, Carl, I heard that you went to Walmart Tuesday to pick up something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually.
Would you care to tell the audience, all 20 people who listen to the show, what you bought?
It could have something to do with a certain DVD documentary set that got released this week, perhaps?
I think I am.
That's right, folks. The rise and fall of WCW.
And now, for our review segment, we have Carl Chenier on the rise and fall of WCW.
Wow. Give me 1 second. Okay. Okay, I have the set in my hand right now. Documentaries, of course, in the first DVD. They go over everything from the beginning of Jim Crockett Promotions. They'll touch upon Black Saturday, the sale to Ted Turner, Bill Watts era, Eric Bischoff's hiring by Bill Shaw, when Hogan arrives, Nitro's debut, the NWO forming. They even have a section on the Cruiserweights, and even Goldberg. Yes, Goldberg has his own little section here. And then they go into the downfall. Mistakes begin, of course, Russo, the corporate merger with AOL and Time Warner. And, of course, McMahon buying out WCW in 2001. Now, if you read some of the reviews on the Internet, you might have seen that some of them said it's pretty light in terms of what was in what's been discussed and all. I have to sort of agree with it. Some of it was light, but they do touch upon a good bit of controversy, especially in talking about the early days. Well, it was pretty nicely produced as far as the documentary was put together. And it really kind of surprised me that they actually got to Goldberg to do this DVD set.
I can actually shed a little light on that. Goldberg, if you ever get the opportunity to meet him, he will put the WCW over like it was the greatest job he ever had. Even the History Channel stuff he's done. He loved his time there. I had the honor of meeting him in Louisville a couple of years ago, and I approached with the Unscripted book, and he kind of scowled at it because his run in WWE didn't sound like he was having any fun. I opened the book, and I showed him a photograph. He said, "Where did you take that?" And I said, "I took this in Daytona in 1999, the very first house show I ever attended, the WCW house show. The main was Goldberg versus Bret Hart, 2 weeks before the infamous head kick that kicked Bret literally out of the business. But he saw that picture, he says, that was WCW, that's more like it, and he signed that first. If it wasn't for such
cool.
a long line, I would have loved to have picked his brain about it. And so I'd like to see that segment off the disc, if I see any of it.
Pretty good segment. Mm-hmm. And the way he talked about it, he really did love his time at WCW. And then they also include a couple of special features. Bill Watts has a section on defending himself and some of the actions he had during his days.
Oy.
Yeah. They also have a little section on Bischoff's Raw results giving away. And then Goldberg has this little section on his actual original interview and all that. And then you got 20 of the, as they call it, the best of WCW matches. On discs 2 and 3, let's go over a couple of them real quick. First one, of course, they'll feature the $1,000 challenge match with Flair and McIntyre. Just giving along here. Great American Bash 88's U.S. title match, Rhodes against Wyndham. And of course, probably one of the best NWA title matches I've ever seen, Flair and Steve-O at Chi-Town Rumble.
How long did that go? 45 minutes?
Yeah, just about.
But he fucked up last night because he told the cops and the cops got a dose of Cody last night. Because after the cops got back in his car...
So, Carl, what you're saying is, do you recommend this DVD or should we hold off on it for a little bit?
If you really want to see it that bad, maybe, yeah, get it. If you want to hold off, it's up to you.
So it's not an immediate buy?
Yeah, not really immediate. Some of the matches did kind of befuddle me a little bit, what they selected.
When it comes to WCW, I must admit that still watches stuff. If he hadn't instituted that top rope rule, I think it would have been all right. That was the one thing that killed him.
Yeah, he defended himself on that subject, actually.
And Bill Watts, I guess Bill Watts is trying to get his old library back, the Mid-South tapes. His wife owns those.
Well, put it to you this way. A lot of people have said that this is just not as good of a job as they could have done with this. What do you think they left out, Carl?
In terms of story-wise or match-wise?
Story-wise.
What was that?
Story.
Oh. A lot of 99. Of course, you had all the celebrities come in.
I can think of one person that they left off the card, off the DVD. That, of course, being Sting.
Yeah, that was one as well.
Which,
not a lot of Sting.
How do you tell a story about WCW without Sting?
You can't.
How does this DVD even exist? That's a pretty huge hole.
They have Sting matches, but they hardly talk about Sting, if I'm correct. Is that right, Carl?
First of all, I don't think you could have gotten
them. That's a big letdown right there.
I don't think you could have gotten them.
Oh, I didn't want a soundbite from him, but I would think they would at least be able to discuss him. Because he's integral. You know, I know they weren't going to get him to interview him. That's fine. They could get it all from Flair's side if they really wanted something.
Yeah, and you barely see Flair in this as well.
That surprises me a lot.
That's just sad.
No Flair at all?
No, I said you barely see him in the story in terms of interviews.
So in other words, right now Amazon is selling it. I'm just looking at it right now. How much did you pay for it, if I may ask?
It's $20 at Walmart.
And it's $22.99 on Amazon. Worth the price or no?
On Amazon, definitely not.
Carl, thank you for the review.
One more thing before I finish.
Okay.
One thing that really kind of irked me in terms of the interviews, they recycled a good bit of past DVD interviews. For example, Eric Bischoff from the Monday Night War, Hogan's from the NWO DVD, and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and by the way, just the next DVD release, which looks really cool, is going to be the Best of SmackDown 10th Anniversary set. Comes out 2 weeks from now.
And
oh, yeah. It's 100 of the best.
Ad. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's 100 of the greatest moments, I do believe.
Yes.
Nikki, yep.
Nikki, what you were saying?
If you, I think Best Buy's got the deal that if you buy it, you get a copy of Raw's 10th anniversary for free.
Ooh.
Mm. Ew.
Because Raw X is essentially, you remember the 10th anniversary special?
Yeah.
Where half the people they wanted, half the people they wanted didn't show up. Half the people they needed to be there didn't show up. I think the highlight of the night was Triple H mooning Stephanie on the stage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's on tape somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I hate to bring his name up, but SmackDown DVD, who is pretty much one of the main guys on SmackDown for 8 years?
Yeah, I know. Not there, right?
99.07?
Not
there,
right?
He's
not on it at all, is he?
Nope.
Nope.
Then I'm not buying it.
That's a big turnoff right there.
Yeah.
Especially you can name off 15 great moments. I think 15 of the best moments in SmackDown history.
I'm looking through the 100 greatest moments, and I'm just trying to see it. Parking lot ball, you're hired.
The you're hired segment, I remember that.
West.
Yeah.
You're right, it's not there. Nothing. Zero.
So
it was with Angle in 2002 and 2003 alone. Ah! 10 to 25 seconds.
So No Mas and SmackDown DVD automatically gets this preemptively. Now you just had to smite somebody on the rest scrap forms.
For what?
Ooh, he was pissing on the site.
Okay, whatever. But I will say that their number one moment is the correct one on the SmackDown DVD.
Tribute to the Troops?
No, the 9/11 show.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. I'll give them that. It's a shame. I would love to pick up the DVD because there's a bunch of things I can think of that I would get it for. The You're Hired segment is hilarious. The Billy and Chuck's wedding is probably on there.
Let me look and see. Do you want me to find out?
Yeah, can you check?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
They probably won't have it, but Rico and Charlie Haas with the tag titles. Or at least the Rico and Charlie match against the Bashans when poor Charlie had to go out there in rainbow leopard print tights with fringe.
I watched those and I saw those. I laughed big time.
What are you looking for?
Billy and Chuck's commitment ceremony was the main one. But Rico and Charlie Haas winning the tag titles.
Billy and Chuck winning is number 47.
Woohoo! It made it.
That low.
I thought it'd be higher myself. But
if some guy in the forums won 10K Mega.
What's that?
Someone on the forums just says they won 10K in Mega.
I don't
know.
First of all, the Mega Ball hasn't happened yet. Liar.
Wait a minute. The Mega Ball has happened. The Mega Millions jackpot. That was done at 11 o'clock Eastern.
Eastern.
I don't think so. Let me look. I thought it was like 11:30 something.
Mega Millions site is like laggy as hell, so.
Yeah, I'm going to the Ohio Lottery real quick. 82809, the six digits have been released. And holy crap, no one hit.
No,
really?
I don't think so.
No one hit?
$333 million for the next jackpot.
That's this one.
That's this one?
Yeah.
Huh. I
well,
may have missed it then.
Tonight, then that's 400 mil easy next time.
Oh, wait a minute. Someone may have hit it. The numbers are out, but no idea if anyone's hit it yet.
Well, do you actually have...
I need to get a ticket. I need
yeah,
to get a ticket.
I do have the numbers in front of me. Hold on, let me do my... Because I bought about 70 bucks worth. I know, I'm a...
Yeah.
But,
this is Captivating Radio.
Sorry, guys. Go
I
on.
Know.
Numbers, please.
All right. The numbers for tonight's Mega Millions are 1, 17, 31, 37, 54, and the Super, or the Mega Ball, is 31.
Probably someone hit that, but we'll see.
One or two people probably hit it.
Okay, I'm checking now.
All
go
right,
on, Robert.
Back to wrestling.
We missed the Mega Ball.
Please, back to wrestling.
Sure, why not? Let's do get back to wrestling. What do you guys think of the themed pay-per-views? We have Breaking Point coming up. We have coming up next. Then we got Hell in a Cell and then Bragging Rights, which, anybody know the gimmick for that one?
No.
No.
I'm scared that that's a replacement title for Survivor Series because it's the same, almost the same concept.
No, Bragging Rights is the replacement for Cyber Sunday.
Okay, so I'll be going to that one. My ticket still says Cyber Sunday. That's how long ago they went on sale.
Yeah, not surprised.
They better freaking take them. I'm not driving to Pittsburgh for nothing.
Damn it. You're not sure what I'm saying. Damn it, about I missed both.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard anything. I've heard the name Bragging Rights thrown around, but nobody's really said anything about it. So, you know, WWE's playing that one close to the chest. I don't know what they have in mind. I would think it'd be cool if it was the way it could go. How about belts versus belts? No changing of titles. WWE World and ECW title holders in a triple threat. U.S. title holder versus IC title holder. Unified tag team titles in a scramble.
Something like that, holder
versus the Divas title holder. We could do that. That's you know, what I see when I hear Bragging Rights.
You know what I think would be a better way to go for that?
How's that?
8-man tournament.
Then they may as well call it King of the Ring.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They may as well call it King of the Ring. Bragging Rights, there's a little bit of prestige that goes with that. Now, if you remember Cyber Sunday 2006, where they had the three title holders face off against each other, and the vote was which title will be defended. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's take the concept a little bit further. No titles are going to change hands. We know this automatically. There's no briefcase floating around. So, everybody's secure in their titles. But who's the better champion? Instead of just firing pot shots across brand lines, let's actually do it. Essentially, this will be your Superstars pay-per-view.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Just a thought. That's how I feel.
In stupid wrestling news.
Oh, boy.
Shel McCool has a Twitter now.
Okay, and?
Here was the first post. A fan wrote, "How's Taker, and why did you steal AJ Styles' finisher?"
Oh, boy.
She actually responded.
And
I thought this one was great. Saying, IDK, and I guess B/C, I had nothing better to do. So let's see.
What
Sorry.
The hell?
Wow. Twitter's in character, too. Unlike everybody else who just don't care.
They don't, yes, exactly.
They don't care.
Well, I mean, Jericho's tweets today have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my 5-year-old kid told me to turn up Halloween. He rocks harder than I do. You're getting old, Jericho.
And back and forth with Hurricane Helms.
Yes. Oh, God, here we go again.
Huh?
And if any of you have Layla on your Twitter, she doesn't shut up.
Oh, yeah.
She admits she doesn't shut up.
That's the one thing she can't.
Huh?
Well, she's not doing anything on TV, so she's got nothing better to do.
Is this true?
Although, admittedly, I got tangled up in an exchange with her and Kofi. Kofi Kingston was getting ready to was going to go stand in line at for a midnight release of a video game, and she was like, "Oh my God, you nerd!" So Kofi responded, "Can I pick you up a copy?"
Oh.
And I posted, "No, but please get one for Matt Stryker."
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Layla direct texted me with a great big LOL.
Let's see. If it's Stryker, then it's got to be World of Warcraft.
I forget what game it is. Let me see if I can find it again. I might still have it on my phone.
It
talk
couldn't
about
have been now.
I mean, Lillian Garcia, Samoa Joe doesn't shut up. Awesome Kong, Taylor Wilde,
Matt Hardy,
Jeff Hardy. God, Matt Hardy doesn't want to shut up.
Yeah, he's another contender.
For about a week, Miz and Jericho wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Jackson's on the phone that actually fit his hands. He's actually crying.
Mm-hmm.
Shad and JTG both play around on it.
They pretty much all do.
Let's see. Who else I got on here?
Oh, I have, really.
Wait a minute.
Who do you got?
The Kofi one.
He
was waiting for Madden 2010.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, no. The next video game I am picking up is Batman: Arkham Asylum. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting till November. Modern Warfare 2.
Uh-huh. And you also have, and I believe SmackDown versus Raw will be
around that time,
too, I believe. Let me just see when the date. The release
I think
date,
it's October 10th.
October 20th.
Oh,
so I
that's
bet
right.
There will be commercials being filmed this coming month.
Ooh, and they might. I hope they film them at the shows like they did last year.
Maybe Lillian will get one last shot at it.
Right, because the Lillian spots for 2009 were shot at Unforgiven 08. They wouldn't tell us what was going on. We could have at least been a rowdy crowd or given her a what chant.
What?
Exactly.
Here's an interesting story from PW Torch.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we're going into TNA, and it's time for the Merry Misadventures of Kurt Angle.
Oh, boy.
Like Entertainment Tonight music for him.
Yeah. Before we go, can I actually delay Kurt Angle for a second, if you don't mind?
Please.
Remember the Deal or No Deal auditions
that I went to today.
They taped today. The ball girls were Maria and Eve, and the banker was Dolph Ziggler.
Whoa.
Oh,
The episodes are going to air the third week of November, a.k.a. November Sweeps. WWE cameras were photographed and filmed, and there were promos shot and all that sort of stuff. And the only product supposedly that they promoted was SmackDown on My Network TV.
Wow.
And one contestant actually wore wrestling gear and a replica belt with the Deal or No Deal sticker and a picture of Howie on it.
Oh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a friend of mine who did very well. I want to see how these guys do it, and we'll see. We'll see. But yes, they taped it today.
All right, good, because now we can finally have a comparison piece.
I want to see is why.
What, to the
Deal or No Deal guy or the Price is Right douchebag?
Yeah, exactly. Why? Why must we do it, people?
I wish, if Gen Con wasn't the same week, I would have actually driven all the way out and tried.
I don't think you would have gotten on. I don't know if you would have gotten on, but we'll see.
Probably not, especially if WWE talent saw me. They know me. They fear me.
So, Mr. Birthday Boy, so what has happened in the soap opera as the angle turns?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Jeff Jarrett and BG James had falling out recently. Because apparently BG James will probably still have a job. PW Torch, he's a mic guy. Could teach guys how to talk.
Okay.
Something Jarrett can't do.
Okay.
PW Torch in his letter claims that Kurt Angle told James to tell Jarrett that he was going to kick his ass next time he saw him.
Yipe.
James relayed the message, but Jarrett claimed that he was told Kurt threatened to kill him. When James was asked to clarify, he said Kurt merely threatened to beat up Jarrett, not kill him. Although another Kurt Angle story making the rounds recently is that he got so fired up and talking about Jarrett that he slammed the TNA title belt down and accidentally broke it in the process.
Oh, I would pay a lot of money for a picture of that broken belt. There's a referee that would
TNA officially has a hardcore championship.
Guys, I really don't think this is really funny because you have a guy with anger management issues for years gone by.
Yeah.
You know, breaking the belt that is, you know, the symbol of who you are just because of all this stuff.
Well, that's not what I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at the fact that this is supposed to be 20 pounds of gold that he just snapped to pieces like the cheap that Vince Russo likes to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a serious thing that, you know, Angle has completely gone around the bend and they won't get rid of him. They need to get him out of there and into counseling one way or the other before he does something stupid.
Or conceivably goes to jail on the 15th of September.
He won't go to jail. I think that Rocka Khan story really doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the drugs? The HGH found in his car.
I bet you he'll come up with the paperwork for that.
Yeah.
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 No, he will.
So, Kurt Angle, so I hate to ruin the seriousness of this, but I gotta play this to Rocket Kong. Kurt Angle says this.
Screw your mouth!
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Much needed.
Yes. So why don't we move on? And talk about a recent interview that Dixie had.
Okay.
They said they're ready to push. And let's go down the list.
Lashley, of course.
Yeah.
Matt Morgan.
Of course.
Okay.
Super Max.
Yeah.
Hernandez.
Yep.
Decent.
Styles and Daniels.
Re-push. Yeah.
Well, well overdue.
Of course.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Standard
yeah.
bearer.
Fear of Money.
Nice.
They don't need much help, though.
No.
And relight the fire of the X Division.
It's about damn time.
Now, there's also the upcoming Knockout tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
just generalization, who do you think wins those?
Who's left?
Yeah.
Pretty
left?
Much everybody except for the Main Event Mafia girls.
No,
I started with the beautiful people.
Yeah.
That's the way I would do it, yeah.
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 Start it with the beautiful people and then give it to maybe Kong and somebody. Or help, just give Kong both belts.
I would enjoy watching her defending those by herself. I would watch that.
So, who watched Hamada's debut last night?
I did not.
I did not. Sadly,
I missed it.
I was playing Call of Duty.
I'll
so
watch
nobody
it when
did.
I get on the DVR.
Nobody did, except for me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Whoa! Is that an
honestly, promo was more watchable than that match.
Yeah.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I was playing Call of Duty and my focus was on my computer screen and not my TV screen.
Right. I must say, that was a great match. I saw the match. I watched the entire Impact, including the Dixie Carter-Bobby Lashley interview.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic no disqualification match. I mean, these girls really beat each other up. Daphne and Hamada beat each other up. The beginning of the end was when Hamada moonsaulted Daphne through a table.
Nice.
Very nice.
And then finishing up with a Takuma Shinoku driver. Or, a.k.a. the Hamada driver.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, quickly, while we still have some time. As we said earlier in the program, that Bryan Danielson's going to WWE. Out of the ROH roster right now, who do you think is likely to make a jump?
Wow, there's a lot of people who are going to go.
Either to either to WWE or TNA. Just give me one person where they're going to go and why, Jason.
It is going to be Claudio Castagnoli. Because I think he is going to just make a run.
Doing it just because he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Where do you think he's going to end up, WWE or TNA?
WWE.
Nikki?
Ooh. My pick is Chris Hero, but I'm not sure which way he would fit better. If they could push him like Punk in WWE, he's got a shot. If TNA's serious about the X Division,
That would be absolutely awesome. I wouldn't begrudge him either way.
Carl.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a name out there. It might kind of throw y'all off just a little bit. Roderick Strong.
Interesting.
All 15 years old again.
Oh, low.
Sorry.
Where do you see Roderick Strong going, Carl, and why?
Probably TNA.
Back to TNA. Ooh. All right, and VRN?
Yeah, what was my second choice?
Oh, what's your second choice?
Yeah, Austin Aries.
A-double.
And Trista, I hear a scream from Trista.
Yeah, from Claudio.
No! As long as you don't take Tyler Black. Oh, wait.
The hell I will. No way.
Sorry, Trista. I'm getting a voice in my head, Trista. You know what, Trista? You know what Trista's saying to you, Carl?
Oh, let me guess.
What is it? All right, moving on, VRM.
I'm sorry, I was getting to go. What were we talking about?
Which ROH wrestler do you most likely see making a jump?
The hell if I knew who was on the ROH roster right now. Is Austin Aries there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yep, Aries.
I'll give you a roster of who's there right now.
I'm still waiting.
Oh.
Josh.
Nigel McGuinness, Brian Danielson, Tyler Black, Jerry Lynn, Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, Kevin Steen, El Generico, Necro Butcher, Kenta, Austin Aries, Roderick Strong, Cole Cabana, Brent Albright, Claudio Castagnoli, Davey Richards, Eddie Edwards, Chris Hero, Bison Smith, Kenny Omega, Delirious, Baja, Baja. Banana. Kenny King, Rhett Titus, who, by the way, I love him. He is great. Love him. Eric Stevens, Brody Lee, Corey Chavis, John Davis, Sammy Callahan, Salas Young, Grizzly Reswood, and, you know, some other, you know, lower cards and all that sort of stuff.
All right.
That
can point. I go?
Yeah.
Okay, finally. All right, pretty much the one that's coming immediately to mind, Nigel McGuinness. He's going to the E. I can pretty much see it right now because who knows how soon William Regal is going to be up and leaving, whether it's retirement, firing, or WWE has nothing more to do with him.
That would have been my third choice.
I would not be surprised to see McGuinness about there.
What you got, Carl?
How about a tag team?
With Regal McGuinness? That would be interesting as hell.
No. I'm thinking about a tag team jumping, which are the Briscoes.
They jump better with TNA than WWE.
Right. TNA is a tag place. Yeah. WWE is not.
I see both of them going to TNA. They run roughshod over the tag team division because Mark's just crazy.
Just a little.
And Jay Briscoe will tell everybody to man up and just J-drill all of them.
To be honest, in WWE, the name Briscoe isn't going to get you very far.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. They would have to be renamed.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, on that sad note, when it comes to renaming, that ends the show. We'll be back next week when I'll be 1 year older and twice as incoherent.
You already are 1 year older.
Yes, you are.
Happy birthday, Doofus.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yep, happy birthday,
happy
Rob.
Birthday.
Yes, happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
And yes, Jericho, you shouldn't be smoking.
Nice.
If you have any requests on what to talk about on the show, email me at sigmafan2@msn.com. And with that said, that ends the show. So for Jason Block, Nikki Hammond, Carl Schneer, VRM, and Stepboy Josh Henniger, I am Robert Sutherlin saying good night.
Night.
And one more last jab, Ken Basin, before we go. Loser! Now we can go.
Night.
Night.
Night.